Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BJ and Jamie.
G-Wagon hit me doing like 35.
And so you decide never to get it fixed?
It can't get fixed because of the way that it's hit. There's like a column or something and they can't safely bend it back. So I just, you know, left it.
It's called the frame.
Jamie.
The passenger side is smashed in, right? So how does a date get into your car?
Yeah.
Oh, she's got to climb across the driver's side. Or sit in the back like an Uber driver. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Oh my God.
BJ.
Has anyone walked up to it, a date, walked up to it and said, no, I'm not doing that.
I haven't had anyone bail out on me, but I have had two dates have to crawl across to the passenger seat.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. And then they have to crawl back out.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, 5:57. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the air, KALC Radio, right here in Denver, Colorado. Going to be 82 degrees today and sunny. Going to feel like summer, just in time for the pools to open this weekend. We're a couple of days away from a three-day weekend. Big Memorial Day weekend is almost here, and you can betcha very few people are going to work today and tomorrow. They are going to turn this thing into a five-day weekend, and I don't blame you. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
You all right?
I'll be okay.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Hey, what's up, Shpadil?
Not much, man. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You notice how excited I am coming out of that that little bed there that we play, and how I'm looking forward to a big three-day weekend. And how certain people are taking off, you know, 4 and 5 days for the weekend. I'm all pumped up, ready to go. You know that?
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, because we're getting so close to it. I mean, we're 48 hours away from a big three-day weekend.
Yeah.
I keep saying that because I'm so damn excited. But then when I go to Carson, he's just all bummed out.
He's destroyed.
Bringing down the room.
Last night was rough.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Avs lost last night. I went to bed. They were up 3-0. What the hell went wrong?
Not only did they lose, but McKinnon had a hat trick, okay? He scores a goal with 2 minutes and 45 seconds in the third to go up, put us up by one.
All right.
Then they tie with 56 seconds left.
Yeah.
I'd be so mad if I got a hat trick and still lost.
I know! Yeah. It was devastating!
It's not going to ruin my big weekend. Let me tell you that. Now, you think that they have a chance going back into St. Louis, or are we in a world of trouble here?
I think they have a chance, but then again, we got to show up and actually finish the game out.
Yeah, that was a big one last night,
and
I guess.
I'm going to blame John Elway.
Yeah.
John Elway?
He was there at the game. Since when does John Elway go to an Avs game?
Why is it his fault, though?
Because he showed up to a game.
Guys, we'll get to it later. All right. Man, I noticed a lot of traffic on the road this morning and a lot of RVs. And I was saying yesterday, there's 4 or 5 RVs in my neighborhood, and 3 of those were gone this morning. So I think a lot of people are heading out today. And this weekend's supposed to be like, I forgot what I saw the number, like 150 million people are going to be traveling.
Oh, it does not surprise me at all. And I, just like you, I have a ton of RVs on our block, but they haven't left yet.
Yeah.
Probably wait until tomorrow.
DIA is going to be a madhouse, they say, today. The warnings are already out. They're saying later this afternoon and tomorrow will be peak times at DIA. I remember being out there, and I forgot what it was. I don't know if it was over the holidays back during Christmas. but I was flying out. And man, the line wrapped all the way around the concourse. I mean, it went out the front door.
Yeah, like around a baggage claim back there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last Memorial Day weekend I traveled, it was like that.
The projection is that DIA will be the third busiest airport this weekend across the nation.
I also saw it's supposed to be the busiest, or they expect it to be the busiest it's been since the pandemic.
Wow.
This is a lot of this weekend?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be nasty. If you've got to go out there, you know what to do. Make plans. All right, quick break. BJ and Jamie, we have the weekend tickets to give away. It's going to be at Mile High. That's coming up in August. And we've got your tickets to win coming up at 7:30 this morning as we just get started. You stay where you are.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning. 46 degrees right now. Hi, Jamie.
I'm so excited with you.
Why?
Because while you were talking, I saw four RVs on I-25.
Yeah, I'm excited
and
because...
one boat.
Yeah, and what I love about it is the pools are going to open this weekend.
Yeah.
You got kiddos headed out, you know, grabbing the old floaties, headed up to Water World. It's going to be a great weekend. 82 degrees today, 85 for tomorrow. People are out camping. Jamie, I'm so excited. 3-day weekend, start of summer. And then there's Carson,
who wants to bum us all out with
his stinking depression.
Listen, I blame John Elway.
Thank you. Yes.
When did John Elway start?
He jinxed it.
Exactly. And you know what? He brought that losing attitude that they have at the Broncos to us.
That's right. I'm with Carson on this. When did John Elway start going to a gosh darn Avalanche game? when did that start happening?
Exactly.
Never.
I don't know, but guys, come on. You're up 3-0 last night. Mm-mm. You got to win that game, John Elway or not.
No, John Elway did it.
We were up 3-0, and then they showed him on the Jumbotron.
And that's when it all went downhill.
It unraveled in front of our eyes because of horse
John
teeth.
Elway.
Horse teeth.
I don't know. I mean, we'll put it on John the case.
Thank you. Yeah.
So that means they're going to win in St. Louis because John won't be in St. Louis.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that. If you guys want to have that excuse.
Well, it's just out of the blue.
He's a jinx to this whole town.
I don't understand why the Avs don't let Russell Wilson play.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Just put Russell Wilson in. That guy can do anything.
He can do everything.
You know, why are we suiting him up?
Yeah, you know, that's actually a good point. We have a lot of guys that that did baseball, football combos, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bo Jackson. Yeah, that guy. That was when I was in Kansas City. I remember that. And then...
Michael Jordan.
That's what I was going to say.
He played baseball.
He sucked at baseball, though.
We were on a roll.
Yeah, we were just talking.
We're just having fun.
Oh. No, we don't need backseat commentary here.
He was really bad, though.
It doesn't matter. He suited up.
He still played.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, jerk.
Man.
Really?
Anyway, my point
is... I'm glad you and I are in good mood, because this show would suck today. You know, thank God for BJ and Jamie.
No kidding!
These other two yahoos, he sucks, we suck, they suck, John Elway sucks,
yeah.
Right? But that would be cool if the Love Muscle played hockey and football.
We
that'd
just
be
put him in
cool.
net.
Yeah,
suit
that'd
up.
Be awesome.
Give him a shot at it. Who knows?
Okay, so I have a weird camping question. I don't know why I'm asking you guys, but I started thinking about this. So, you know, when you pull a trailer, you're supposed to have everything towards the front of the trailer or else you get the wobbles, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So everything, like when you pull, you know, ATVs, all that stuff, it needs to be towards the front of the trailer. Otherwise, you'll see that the back of the trailer goes, wah, 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 right? Well, why is it those campers that have the toy holder? You know, they hold toys in the very back. Why aren't they going, whoa, 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 whoa?
I'm not sure.
Because everything heavy's in the back. All your four-wheelers are in the back and all that. Why aren't they going, whoa, 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 whoa? I saw it. Because I saw a toy hauler. It was half camper, half toy hauler. Do you know what I'm talking about, even?
I kind of do, yeah. I wish
I was with better men.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a camping expert. I know the...
I just mean in general. I wish there were three different men here.
I know a guy that he used to put one of his fat relatives in the front.
Oh, in the front.
To balance
it stable.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would load up, you know, like his uncle or something, throw him in
there. Right, on a lawn chair. Yeah, okay. Never mind. I don't know why I was thinking that, but I saw that toy hauler and I was like, how is it that you can put all those four-wheelers in the back? Shouldn't we do the toy hauler should be with the toys in the front?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll tell you the ones that scare me, and somebody in my neighborhood does this, but they have a pickup truck. They got like a 350, 250, one of the big boys. And then they've got a trailer that's probably, I don't know, it looks like it's 25, 30 feet long. I mean, it's huge. Then they have a Jeep behind that, and that scares the hell out of me when I see that on the freeway. I'm like, okay, look, I get pulling the trailer.
I don't get why it's legal in Colorado.
When you guys double up, and you're pulling something that now is like 60 feet long.
I agree with you, because it was shocking to come to Colorado and see that's legal here.
And this is not someone that has a commercial license for driving like semi-tractor trailers. Those people know what they're doing. This is just some yahoo that lives in the neighborhood doing this.
Yeah, because it's completely illegal in Illinois.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah, you can't do that at all.
Yeah, I don't think Tennessee you could either.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. When I came to Colorado and saw a truck, a camper, and a boat, I was like, what the hell is going on in this town?
Headed up I-70.
Yeah.
Yeah, into those mountains. And I'm like, what the heck is this?
And then there's a million TikTok videos where the boat gets loose. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where the guy doesn't know because all he has is a camper behind him. He doesn't see that his boat just got loose.
Yeah, you can't see the caboose back there. Yeah.
You're right. How would you know, right?
I know.
All right, quick break. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm blinded by the light.
Weekend.
Touch.
The Weekend coming to Mile High Stadium in August. We have tickets at 7:30. It's an hour away, so get ready to win your tickets to see The Weekend.
August 18th?
Be a great show to go to.
Yeah, August 18th.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a sheet of paper in here that tells me exactly when it is, but I know it's in August.
It's August 18th. It's a Thursday.
Okay, all right, yeah. All right.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
August 18th? Yeah.
Yeah, August 18th.
Yeah, it's a good guess.
You know, I was just watching that a bunch of states are allowing now Walmart to do drone delivery, and we're not one of them, unfortunately. I read that yesterday, but different states are allowing drone delivery. And I thought, well, okay, that is so dumb. Because remember when they had takeaway drinks during the pandemic?
Yeah.
And Carson did it or whatever. But yep. I never got takeaway drinks because I never understood it. I literally didn't get it because I'm like, you know, you just have the seltzers at your house or vodka at your house. So I never did that because it was huge. A lot of people did it, obviously.
Oh, a lot of states also kept the law in. Yeah.
Correct.
I don't know if we do in Colorado.
Right.
I didn't get any drinks to go, obviously. But, yeah, a lot of states still do it.
And the only time I've ever done Grubhub or DoorDash or anything is when I've been stuck at work, right? I can't see me, like, needing something from Walmart delivered by a drone.
Well, here's the argument I would have, though.
Okay.
I know people, my wife, I know people that look for something that can be delivered either later that day or by tomorrow on Amazon.
Oh, I truly love that.
And if they can't get it, and if you can't get it in the next 3 or 4 days, they move on to somewhere else. So I could see the immediacy of maybe it working for some. I don't see me doing it, but I could see some people.
So my thought is it would be brilliant for people that the elderly, right? Like my dad when he was alive, right? I could see him. I'm not going to get up and get that gun, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I could see it for the elderly, but the problem is they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know how to order
online.
You
gotta log on.
Yeah.
And, yep.
Right.
All that stuff.
And every footage I see, and here's one of the issues I think you have in Colorado. Is that maybe that's why it's not here? You have a lot of people that live outside the city. You got so many trees here. How are you going to drop that package without it getting stuck in a tree somewhere? It's going to be up in the 40 feet high in a pine tree.
Well, and it's like my nephew has the really expensive one, and he did it in where were we? Missouri. They have lots of trees, and it followed our Jeeps and everything. And he can. So is there? Here's my point. Is there a guy with a little remote going to be doing each one of those?
I don't think so.
Or are they just beep, 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 beep on a GPS?
They program your address into the GPS. And then when it gets to your address, because we watched a video here on TV just a few minutes ago with one of the deliveries that was being made. A, there were no trees. It was an open yard.
Yeah, it was.
B, it didn't land in the driveway. It was in the front yard.
Yeah.
You're talking about porch pirates getting your package.
Well, I'm going to follow it. I'm going to follow a drone that's carrying a package.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right?
exactly. I mean, it's right there. You can see it.
I'm like, okay, here we go.
Instead of storm chasing, you're going to have drone chasing. Right?
It makes sense.
I mean, that's going to be a whole new crime.
Yeah, it is.
Drone chasers.
I would totally follow
Either
it.
That or people are going to be shooting them down and knocking them out of the sky.
There's that too, right? I mean, I could see me with my little, because my kid has one of those airplanes, you know, that he can fly. And he just
flying it right into that thing.
Take it right out.
Yeah, those drones are scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just talking about people with drones that fly them over the neighborhoods. You don't know what those people are up to.
No good is what they're up to.
Well, you remember I had mine in my backyard. It showed up a couple of times, and the second time that it showed up, I think I got my message across to them. But
I will tell you, like the drone that my nephew had when we went to, is it Ouray?
Ouray. I think it's Ouray.
Ouray. Because every time it gets stuck in my head, and then I panic and I don't want to say it because it's always wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is it Ouray? Ouray? Ouray?
I'm schmadil sure that it's Ouray.
That's all I was trying not to answer this one so I don't get something wrong.
That's my disclaimer.
Sorry, that's funny. Anyway, but we went to that place out there. And Cam, my nephew, he had that drone, and it was so cool because it's like six Jeeps all going up that pass. And
The video.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous. So when you do that, I get it, but when they're looking in your windows, that's creepy.
It came over my fence, and I heard it. I heard this. I'm like, what the hell?
Wow, it's fast.
Yeah. And I look out there, and it's hovering and looking into my patio door.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I walk out, open the door, it lifts up in the sky, and then zoom, off it goes. And
that's
I thought, that's super creepy. Okay, that's bizarre. Maybe a day later, the next day, here it comes again. It comes back to my house. This time, I'm like flipping it off, dropping my pants.
Well, you know, because they do it for real estate, right? They do it a lot for real estate to show, like, the yard and all that stuff. But the fact that you dropped your pants is concerning me.
But I think for real estate, they at least get the permission of the person who owns the property to be coming over their property and taping or videoing whatever doing.
Yeah.
But since dropping the pants, they haven't been back.
Well, my neighbors had a camera, and I got turned into the HOA, and it said yard debris. And there's a picture of my backyard, and I forgot what it is. It is yard debris in the backyard. And so I did the same thing, BJ. I looked at those cameras because he has them right there, and I was like,
Yeah. You want to pull a weapon and say, okay, look, you come back, I'll kill that thing.
Oh, my God.
I'll kill it.
I didn't go that far.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. That's coming up next. And after tabloid trash, Jamie and I have a baby bet.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh, I'm glad you
remembered
that.
You and I made a baby bet yesterday.
That's so funny that
you remembered. Nobody else knows.
No,
just know. Jamie and I made the bet in the elevator yesterday. Wait till you hear this. It'll be after Tabloid Trash coming up.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Thanks to everybody that's telling me how to say Ouray. It's Ouray. Or hip hip Ouray. That's how I have to remember. Hip hip Ouray. So that I'll always remember it.
There you go.
It always, you know, and I even have the bumper sticker.
You do?
Yes. It's a magnet. I have it on the back of the Jeep because, you know, I want to be cool. Like, yeah, I did that. Even though my nephew took my Jeep, I didn't actually do it.
Yeah, that's okay. The Jeep was there.
The Jeep was there, so that's good. All right. Did anybody watch the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial yesterday?
Well, I watched it here in the studio until we left here. I didn't watch it after that, though. So how'd it go?
Well, there were a couple things that went good and bad. One thing that went bad against Johnny Depp, as far as, remember, this is all monetary, right? We're going after money. That you hurt my career, and therefore you owe me money. Well, one thing went bad, which were the emails where he wanted her to get fired from Aquaman.
Okay.
So those didn't look good.
Why did it say why he wanted her not to be in the movie?
Because she had gone after him saying that he was a wife beater and all that.
Oh, okay. So that was after the fact.
Yeah. And so, but it makes it look like that he did have a took a notch out of her income, right?
Maybe an influence.
Yeah, so that was bad against him. What was good for him is the metadata expert. There was this guy, and he was old. And I thought, oh, God, what in the hell would this guy know about computers? Because he was really old. Dude, he was a savant. I mean, he was amazing. And he only, and the bad part was they said, don't you only have your degree in political science? And he said, yeah, 28 years ago, but now I'm a computer expert. And they're like, well, you don't have your computer science degree. And he's like, oh, my God. So his point is that all the photos that Amber Heard submitted are all doctored. Here's number one.
Number one.
So, Mr. Neumeister, what was depicted in that video?
The same photo treated two different ways. One was marked with the original with the operating system from an iPhone, which is iOS 9.3.1 on that particular photo. The one that says 9.3.1, there is a graphic below indicating it. The second photo is marked Photos 3, and it looks quite a bit different.
And there was a standoff because at one point her attorney said, it's a yes or no answer. And he said, I can't tell you a yes or no because it's not a yes or no. And he said, Your Honor, will you tell him to say yes or no? And so she goes, you need to answer yes or no. And he looks and he goes, it's not a yes or no answer.
Wow. So he held his ground.
He held his ground. He was so good on the stand. I mean, I would have probably started crying. Like, okay, fine, yes, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, what's amazing to me, though, is there's so many different exhibits that they have in the courtroom of pictures being taken. They've got so much audio that was recorded between the two of them. And this is just the two of them. My wife and I, we don't have anywhere near that in my house. We don't have audio recordings. We don't have a lot of pictures of broken windows and broken glass.
Well, the only one I have is like where the a golf ball broke the glass.
Yeah, I got a tree down in my backyard from the snowstorm, but I don't have a picture of it.
It's so weird.
They've got everything they documented.
And then yesterday she started doing this thing. It was making me mad. So you know how she doesn't talk to her attorneys and they don't talk to her? And the other day she was so mad, she didn't even wait for the jury to exit. She just got off the stand and walked right out the door.
Yeah.
She didn't say hi, bye, nothing. She was so mad at everybody. Well, yesterday, I guess they told her, like, soften up or something. And she's got to be watching the videos because you know how Johnny Depp laughs with his attorneys and all that stuff? Yesterday, she was giggle pants.
Oh, yeah. So she's changing her tune for the jury because they're about to get this thing, right? Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, her and the old hag, they were giggling.
I think, though, it's impossible for Amber Heard to come off looking like a happy-go-lucky person.
I agree with you.
I think she looks miserable at times. Most of the time.
I think she is miserable.
Yeah, I do, too.
Let's see here. Johnny Depp, he also took the stand. Here it is.
Number two?
Yes, sorry.
What has it been like for you to listen to Ms. Heard's testimony at this trial?
Insane. It's insane to hear heinous accusations of violence, sexual violence, that she's attributed to me, that she's accused me of. I don't think anyone enjoys having to split themselves open and tell the truth. But there are times when one just simply has to, because it's gotten out of control. Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, unimaginably brutal, cruel, and all false.
I feel like he needs a hug.
He's so believable.
He is so
I know believable. He's a hell of an actor, folks. I get it. I know, I get it. But boy, oh boy, oh boy. You listen to his audio compared to when she was on the stand, you really believe him.
My dog stepped on a bee.
Exactly. And I know you're supposed to believe her. I know. I get it. But boy, he's good. Pretty good.
You know what I think would be so fantastic? If he and Kate Moss got back together.
Yeah, that's circulating everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. They had eyes for each other, and he was grinning, and she was grinning, and they were... Nah. But didn't she have some drug problems, too?
I think they both did. Yeah, they both, because I saw an article yesterday where their relationship, much like with Amber Heard, was filled with cocaine and booze.
Yeah, I remember something like that.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I mean,
was.
If they were both sober, then that would be great. But if, but Kate Moss was on the stand. She looked fantastic. She's, what, you guys said 48? yesterday. She looks amazing. Yeah. And her accent just makes her sexier. Here it is.
Ms. Moss, did there come a time when you, while you and Mr. Depp were a couple, that the two of you took a vacation together to the Golden Eye Resort in Jamaica?
Yes.
What, if anything, happened when you were in Jamaica with Mr. Depp?
We were leaving the room, and Johnny left the room before I did, and there had been a rainstorm, and as I left the room, I slid down the stairs, and I hurt my back, and I screamed because I was in, because I didn't know what had happened to me, and I was in pain, and he came running back to help me, and carried me to my room and got me medical attention.
Did Mr. Depp push you in any way down the stairs?
No.
During the course of your relationship, did he ever push you down any stairs?
No, he never pushed me, kicked me, or threw me down any stairs.
So here's how this rumor happened. I watched this part. I watched way too much of this crap. I am so involved. And I'm ashamed, okay? Hi, my name is Jamie. I'm addicted to this. Hi, welcome, Jamie. Anyway, here's how it all happened. Johnny Depp at one point had told Amber Heard, oh my gosh, you know, when you're in your flip-flops and it's raining out here in the Bahamas, be careful because Kate slipped all the way down the stairs and hurt herself. And that bitch, she changed it.
She turned it into him pushing her.
Yes! Yeah. I mean, that is the axis of evil right there.
And when he was on the stand yesterday, from what I watched, he claims that he didn't even realize the rumor of him pushing her was even out there.
Until he found out that Amber said it.
Yeah.
In a deposition or
something. Yeah, when they were preparing for this whole civil thing. And it's been out there for 20 years. He didn't even know it.
God, poor guy. And then finally, I know I have so much still to talk about, but I only do one. But
We'll get to it.
There's so much good stuff.
We've still got 3 hours.
I know, but still.
I know.
All right,
know.
Real quick. Remember when I told you about that guy, Todd Crisley, and I said there's a show, and it's called Crisley Knows Best?
Yes.
And you're like, what?
What?
Yeah. And I said, yeah. He's married and he has a bunch of kids, but to me, he seems like he might be gay. And you're like, Jamie, that's rude. You're
yes,
so rude.
It was. It was extremely rude. I do remember that now.
Remember?
Yeah, that's so far-fetched, first of all. And for you to say that, Jamie, was really rude. It was rude.
It was rude. But let me play you a little clip. Again, he's married with 5 kids, number 5.
I'm tired. I'm aching all over. I feel like I'm dying.
You're not dying. You are a hypochondriac. You're going to give yourself a heart attack with all this stress.
You think that could happen?
We'll stick. This is not a medicine. It's not a medicine. It burns.
What's that?
He's getting an IV.
He's got the flu. There's nothing wrong with him.
Are you done?
No.
Oh.
I haven't even stuck the needle in yet.
Well, what did you just stick?
I had to numb you.
Oh my God! Well, hell, that hurt too. Oh my God!
All right, you ready?
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Oh, you can't move.
Well, I don't think you've given it enough medicine to be numb yet. Chase, why are you in here?
Just videoing.
Oh my God! This is a huge freaking needle. Are you f-ing Nurse Ratched?
Be still. I don't want you to move.
Clearly, a happily married man with kids. Okay,
right?
So that was rude.
Well, I guess it's come out that he and Mark Braddock have had an affair in the early 2000s before they broke it off. He testified on the stand that he and star Todd Crisley plugged and outlet did it and all that stuff.
Say what?
One was the plug, one was the outlet. I'm going to say that Todd was the outlet. Yep.
You're saying he's gay?
No, I'm just saying they like electricity. All right, anyway, there you go. Tell the trash.
All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Jamie and I have a baby bet.
Oh
wait till you hear this
so
baby
funny.
Bet. $50 on the line. I think I'm going to win. We'll discuss it next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!